Chapter 1. Sleep always eluded Mac. Night, day, it didn't matter. A solid 8 hours of REM never made it onto his schedule. He'd tried everything, swapping his firm mattress for a softer one, kitting the thing out with silk sheets and the best pillows money could buy, stretching out in his lazy boy recliner, hardcore sex before bedtime. Nothing helped. No matter what he did, the most he ever got was 3 hours in a row, which explained a lot. Like why he stood by himself in the gymnasium he shared with the other Night Fury Dragon warriors, instead of tucked in his bed, getting the recommended number of Z's. 7 stories below ground, their lair, Black Diamond, boasted the best of everything. State-of-the-art workout equipment, a basketball court, and a room full of tools used to sharpen dragon claws. The fact he was alone said it all. None of his brothers in arms suffered from insomnia. All were no doubt deep in la-la land, laid out under feather down, getting hot and heavy with an imaginary dream girl, which made Mac the sole patient in the sleep deprivation department Shea Night Fury. Damned annoying. And even more of a problem today. Combating a boatload of pissed off, Mac rolled his shoulders to work out the kinks. He couldn't afford to screw up or let his new family down. Not again. The other warriors were counting on him. Trusted that he'd learn to master the magic he commanded as a dragonkind male to become a solid member of the Night Fury pack. Did it matter that he'd only just learned he was half-dragon? That the magic encoded in his DNA had jump-started the change, allowing him to shift from human to dragon form and back again, just over a month ago? Not even a little. Time didn't wait for anyone or give a shit about ability, and neither did Mac. To fight alongside his brothers, he must prove he belonged with them. So, yeah, he needed to pull it together, right now. Too bad the plan was goat-fucked 6 ways to Sunday. His dragon half was AWOL, getting in his face, fucking up his flow, denying his will to control it. Cajoling didn't work. Neither did babying the bastard. And threatening it? Shit, he'd gotten zapped with nasty-ass energy shards the handful of times he'd tried that approach. So what did that leave him? Begging. Mac blew out a long breath. Just the thought gave him a raging case of no can do. The obstinate SOB belonged to him, after all, not the other way around. But desperate times called for desperate measures. If he continued to screw the pooch, he wouldn't get what he wanted. Hell, make that craved. He needed the Night Fury's acceptance. Without it, he wouldn't get his warrior status rubber-stamped in the war against the Razorbacks, a rogue faction of dragonkind whose endgame included the extermination of the human race. He glared at the weight machine nearest him. Steel rattled, picking up the vibe he threw off, and shifted against the rivets that kept it bolted to the floor. As the calamity got going, clanking out a rhythm, industrial-grade fluorescence flared above his head, crackling through the quiet. A second before the light bulbs exploded, Mac shut the energy overload down, more disgusted with himself than ever. KOing gym equipment wouldn't get him anything but more attention. The kind he didn't need from the crew still asleep upstairs. He snorted. Now there was an understatement. Bastion, his new commander, would deep-fry his ass if he wrecked anything else this week. Especially since he was still on the hook for putting his fist through a wall. Raising his arms, Mac cupped the back of his head and pressed down, pushing his chin toward his chest. Taut muscles pulled, and pain screamed up his spine. As agony slammed into his skull, he frowned at the real estate between his bare feet. The Velcro of the exercise mats lined up, connecting the hole not even a millimeter off as each clung to its counterpart. Any other day, he would have appreciated the precision, enjoyed the tidy corners and neat edges. Today, the sight just made him sick.